something. It's all about my own thing. Now I know what's sweet, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what is sweet, I should be gay.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, today's show is really special for me. It's special for Dr. Phil, and it's very special also for our guests that we have on the telephone with us, Jerome Dixon. Dr. Phil and Jerome are the owners of the Georgia Coastal Gourmet Farms down in Townsend, Georgia, very close to Sapelo. And they've been involved in several great projects. You've heard us talk about the Sapelo Island Geechee Red Peas. And you've heard Dr. Bill talk from time to time about the Purple Ribbon Sugarcane that they are working with Clemson University to bring back this heritage crop. And they were successful. So I'm getting a lot of the background information. But Jerome, I want to ask you this question. This sounds like a huge project. So have you faced any setbacks or any challenges along the way?
Absolutely. There has been some challenges. This cane had to withstand two major storms that we had in our area. One was Hurricane Matthew, and it was somewhat of a challenge. You know, it caused some of our cane to lodge, but it pushed through. And then we had, of course, Hurricane Irma, this past storm that just hit us here a couple of months ago. But that one was pretty much of a the biggest challenge we had, because of course Sapelo, you know, it got this huge storm surge that came in, and it kind of destroyed some of their cane. So that was our biggest challenge. You know, a lot of my friends who plant cane, they had to deal with aphids and stuff like that, but our challenge was just, it was brutal this time here. So, but because we did have a backup plan, and we planted it here in Townsend, Townsend was able to actually, it was higher ground and it was able to survive. And that's the reason why we really have cane today, because we thought of this process and we had a backup plan.
Well, it sounds like that really shows the importance of splitting it between Sapelo and between Townsend, that, as you guys mentioned in the last segment, that in case something happened or if there were problems or challenges, that you hadn't invested all of it in one spot.
Right, right. My grandfather used to always, it was his saying, he would always say, you never put all your eggs in one basket. So that was. I'm kind of living out these little fairy tales he would tell. So it's kind of unique with the way things are going now. So I mean, I'm glad we did it that way. You know, Dr. Bill and Steve Kusevich and David Shields, these guys are just brilliant minds, and they came up with an excellent plan, and it works out fine.
Now, you mentioned your grandfather and him saying, don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Kind of sounds like he would say something today, don't put all of your sugarcane in one field. So,
That's right. So
tell us a little bit about your family, because I know you're from this area. You have relatives that are from Sapelo, if I'm correct on that. But from the whole area there, I mean, that's where your ancestry is from. You're kind of living out the legacy of that by starting the sugarcane again. So tell me a little bit about your family's history in the farming business and industry.
Absolutely. I am the fifth generation farmer in my family. My great-great-grandfather purchased this property that I'm on right now. We're sitting on maybe about 90 acres of land, and it's been in our family ever since. And my grandfather, his grandfather, all of them planted sugarcane. And what they would do, and I'm pretty much, I got on my mom's side, my grandfather farmed, and on my dad's side, my grandfather farmed. And what they would do, they would swap produce. They would swap cane and stuff. So that's how they were able to actually keep their cane alive as well. They went through the banking process too, but you know, these days and time, we decided to do the more modernized way. It's very, very, you know, dear to me to actually be able to handle something that, you know, once it was, you know, my ancestors was forced to do this, and now as I'm here, over 200 years ago, I'm actually able to do it because I enjoy doing it, and it's very dear to me. I remember, if I can say this, I remember when we actually planted the cane. The very first year we planted the cane, it was maybe about 10 foot tall. And I said, it was a full moon night. And I said, I'm going to walk out here in the field and just kind of look around. And it's amazing. I'm not trying to spiritualize everything. It's amazing that I could walk through that field and just feel the presence of, it was just seemed like somebody was there. So, you know, to be able to actually do something that it was done years and years and years ago by my late ancestors, it's a legacy being unfold right in front of my eyes, you know.
Well, I certainly don't mind you getting spiritual about it, because it is, in the way I see it, kind of a spiritual process that has happened, because you are reliving something that your ancestors were very involved in. As you mentioned, they were kind of forced to do this type of work, but you're doing it by choice. So I know you and Doc Beal just recently harvest the crop, and that you've gone through the whole process of making it into syrup. So just tell me what that feeling was like to hold that first bottle of purple ribbon sugarcane in your hand, knowing the history of that cane.
It was unbelievable. As I sit here on my porch right now and just think about just that moment, things have changed so much. And sometimes we kind of look over it, but things have changed a lot. And just to kind of think back on what they had to go through to do what they did, it's amazing to me. And words cannot describe what I felt during that time. I just wish that some of them could have maybe been here to see it. You know, they were forced to do it. You know, they didn't have any choice to do it. And if someone had told them back then that their descendants would be the one that actually bring about a product from this very cane that you guys are forced to grow, they would never have believed that.
Mm-hmm. Your very own farm.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So I'm very honored to be able to do this at this point in my life. I don't know if this was my thought out plan for my life, but I am embracing every moment of it. I'm grateful for it. I'm just happy to be involved with it.
It's a great, great crop. I mean, the cane syrup that's made from this purple ribbon is more earthy. It has a dark brown, purplish color. It looks different from the regular cane syrup that you see around. It has a very robust flavor. We partnered with two very, very famous chefs. One was Chef Sean Brock, who has Husk and McCrady's in Charleston and a new Husk opening Savannah. And we partnered with Chef Eugene Hopkins, who has Eugene's Restaurant and Holman and Finch and Celeste Steakhouse. And these are experts in the cooking and fields. And we gave them most of the crop because they can cook it in historical content and come up with a lot of ways of doing it. So although we have no cane available now for the public to buy, if you do go to the Husk and opening in Savannah next month, you can actually taste it in some of their dishes and things will have it on. And hopefully next year we'll have a big enough crop. But there's a man named Mr. Mickey Morrison, who's a master syrup maker down in Oldham, Georgia. And he was involved in processing this crop and made a big difference and produced a beautiful, beautiful syrup.
I'm sitting here right now looking at a bottle of it. So we need to take a break here. But when we come back, that's exactly where I want to jump back in. I want to hear about this whole process and how you guys moved it from the fields to actually now in a bottle. Quite an amazing process. Now, today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. And you can go stay on Sapelo, check out their sugarcane field that they're talking about, and see some of the other the produce and things that they're growing there. They do a lot of farming over on Sapelo. And if you want to stay at the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, definitely check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. And when we come back, we'll pick up and hear a lot more about the process of moving this from the sugarcane fields into a bottle that I'm looking at right here. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Sugar Man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary.